Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for June 29th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's our guide. We also are convinced the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution of the problems we face today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very clear we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. No doubt in order, it starts with Americans keeping the commandments of God, and it just moves forward from there. Last hour may have been a little bit long, ladies and gentlemen, but please endure with me. I submit to you that Salt Lake City is becoming ground zero in the marriage debate, and that's the reality. So we talked last hour about the Supreme Court mandates gay marriage recognition nationwide, says Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. Why gay marriage is superior to normal marriage, says Politico. That's one side of the deal. The other side, though, is this. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says the Supreme Court case decision will not alter doctrine on marriage. It will not. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints also has a document called the Divine Institution of Marriage, which we spent most of last hour reading in its entirety, even though it's long. Another document that ties to that, created by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Family, a Proclamation to the World, which came out back in 1995. The Supreme Court's marriage ruling is a shocking abuse of power and will never be accepted, Christian Newswire says. Joseph Farah says, pushback begins. Marriage ruling is lawless, says Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily. Now, the battle is on, folks. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has set the standard. I'm going to say it again. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has literally set the standard for the world on these issues. And let me explain why. They've been in the battle for a long time. Remember, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was one of the largest organizations behind Proposition 8, saying marriage in California will be defined as a man and a woman. In fact, it won. The people willed that marriage was defined between a man and a woman. The courts, belligerently so, made law from the bench, violated their oaths of office and ought to be impeached. Nevertheless, the people let it stand. But remember, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints then kind of backed up, and a lot of people thought, hey, the church is kind of getting soft or changing their opinion, or it said no. The church again sets the standard and says, hey, we will be as polite to our brothers and sisters as we possibly can. Remember, God wants us to be kind to his children and to each other. Christianity means we will do our very best to love the sinner. We can hate the sin, but we love the sinner. So the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints wisely separated this issue about changing God's law, which we cannot do, versus doing our very best in man's law to be as kind as we possibly can. They don't want discrimination or abuse or persecution of gays and lesbians or anyone else. But now that the gay and lesbians have pushed so hard, they've gained governments and corporations and they've got the, quote, upper hand, so to speak, now the question becomes, do people of faith deserve protection from discrimination? And the battle continues. Now, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has been slowly but surely crafting documents to appropriately be as kind as we possibly can, to be tolerant in the sense of respect for one another, to deliver our message very patiently, kindly, respectfully, to never be involved in persecution or abuse of anyone else, regardless of our differing beliefs, at the same time holding true in defending God's commandments, God's laws. And that's really where the battle is today. Okay? Christian Newswire Christian Newswire wisely pointed out Supreme Court's marriage ruling is a shocking abuse of power and will never be accepted. By some of us, that's true. We can accept maybe that government has run off the rails, but we're not at liberty to change God's law is the whole point of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So no matter what government's will, no matter what man wants, no matter what... Now, you say, well, what? Why are we so focused on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Because, remember, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has more experience being on the opposite side of an issue than government, than any other organization in the history of the Republic. I'm going to say that again. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has had more run-ins and more a longer history dealing with out-of-control government, government abusing power, than any other organization, bar none, in the history of America. Now, the pushback begins. Marriage ruling is lawless, says Joseph Farah, World Net Daily. That's right, lawless when it comes to the laws of God, that's true. Lawless when it comes to violating our supreme law, that's for sure. However, I mentioned to you that Salt Lake City is going to become ground zero in the marriage debate. This is not over yet. And I'm going to give you an example to make the point. I don't know how many of you know what the World Congress of Families is. But the World Congress of Families has been around for many years. And it is a concatenation of all kinds of organizations. Religious organizations, non-governmental organizations worldwide that believe in and stand for the traditional family. You got the Mormons or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You got the Catholics. You got the Protestants. You got the Baptists. You got the Muslims. You got all kinds of people from all kinds of countries around the world who stand for traditional family. And they basically agree to say we're going to set aside our theological differences and we're going to focus on that we believe marriage to be defined between a man and a woman. We believe children are entitled to birth within that relationship, that the family is important to society. And the World Congress on Families does a great job, and they've had meetings yearly around the world. Well, this year, it happens to be in Salt Lake City in October. Well, now, I don't know if you know what the HRC is, but the HRC takes on the World Congress of Families in Salt Lake City, says the headline in the press release of the HRC. For immediate release, they say. June 27th. Okay? HRC takes on the World Congress of Families in Salt Lake City this fall. Joining with local advocates, HRC sponsored what's called Inclusive Families Conference, and it's going to be again, just a couple of days before the World Family Congress, okay? So what they're doing is basically the World Congress on the Family has an event planned for this fall in October in Salt Lake City. Well, now this HRC group, which I'll get into in a second, wants to take them on, and so they're coming to Salt Lake City, and they're starting their Inclusive Families Conference just a couple of days before the World Congress on Families event. During a press conference with local and international stakeholders in Salt Lake City, the Human Rights Campaign, that's what HRC stands for, the Human Rights Campaign, that's the nation's largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender civil rights organization, announced its sponsorship of the gatherings of local leaders, citizens, advocates, etc. in Salt Lake City for their event, and they timed theirs to start a couple of days before the World Congress on Families event. Now, the World Congress on Families event has been planned for some time, but now they're taking it to Salt Lake City for the battle, so to speak. Yeah, it's set to begin just days before the World Congress of Families event. This all takes place in October, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the Inclusive Families Conference is going to do their very best to what they call preempt the deeply divisive and destructive anti-gay lesbian World Congress on Families. In other words, the World Congress on Families is now being called a hate group by the HRC. I've got a lot of tales you got to hear in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Salt Lake City is quickly becoming ground zero in the marriage debate, ladies and gentlemen. The HRC takes on the World's Congress of Families in Salt Lake City. Again, the World Congress on Families standing up for traditional marriage values. Non-governmental organizations, religious leaders all around the world have been doing this for a long time. But now the Human Rights Council, that's the largest gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, whatever organization in the world, stands against the World Congress on Families. HRC takes on the World Congress of Families in Salt Lake City. Now, they say he was not able to attend the press conference. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker issued a statement in support of the Inclusive Families Conference. Now, listen carefully to what the mayor of Salt Lake City says. We oppose the harmful and exclusionary actions and language of the World Congress of Families and their partners. The Inclusive Families Conference is an opportunity to stand beside our gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers, and to commit ourselves to the idea that all families deserve respect. Now, Equality Utah and all kinds of people were there. This battle is becoming the epic battle of our time, ladies and gentlemen. There is no larger issue. And the reason that I spent so much time having Kirk Cosby read the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints documents on this, because they've thought about it. They've basically put together the most cogent guidance, the most appropriate response we can possibly have, tempering kindness and gentle behavior and fairness with the reality that we cannot change God's laws. Okay? So this is huge. They say this. Now listen carefully. American anti-lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender extremists have injected deeply harmful energy into my country. We face an onslaught of discrimination, violence, and abuse. It's now time to call out the World's Congress on Families as a hate group. Their goal is to push the gay, lesbians, bisexual, transgenders to the margins of society. So now the World Congress on Families is labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. You see that? They say the World Congress on Families is the nerve center of hate. Okay? It is important to call out the World Congress of Families for what it is, a hate group that is nothing more than a platform for organizations and individuals to plot out ways to abuse and hate. They're exporting anti-lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender bigotry. And so now the World Congress on Families is known as the hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Yeah. So there you have it, Kurt. Do you want to respond to this?
Well, you know, it's just, I wish I could say it's a whole new surprise to me, but it seems like basically the track record of the SPLC and their minions, you know, those guys who basically want to take apart, you know, almost everything, you know, that we know as godly and that kind of thing. You know, what you see here is one more confirmation of the scripture when it says, in the last days good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. By the way, I was at that event when this World Congress of Families announced that they were going to come to Salt Lake City. I was right there sitting in the audience, you know, and listening and watching, and you know, and what you saw was a nice little grandmotherly type lady saying, hey, you know, we're here basically to we're announcing our event to promote families. You know, there was no hate against the homosexuals or lesbians. In fact, in my opinion, there's love shown by simply standing up for what is right, what they know will protect and preserve and benefit society. And yet there were those in the crowd who, you know, they, in my opinion, said things that were hurtful to her, and yet there was no repercussions, if you will, or anybody putting them in jail or anything like that. And yet I can see that if those kind of individuals who claim that we're full of hate were really in charge, you know, kind of like the Salt Lake mayor, there'd be people like us spending time in the slammer, huh, Sam?
Well, and that's what the debate is, and that's why this is going to be ground zero, because the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is 15 million members worldwide. They have made some very bold, direct stances that can contradict the government and contradict this human rights council. And now they say the battle is on. Now, remember, when the gay and lesbian agenda was virtually stopped in its tracks, a bunch of states were starting to buck and say, no way. And then all of a sudden they got a judge to go straight to Salt Lake City and mandate it from Salt Lake City. From there, it's been nothing but disaster, right? So Salt Lake City is becoming ground zero in the traditional family slash traditional marriage defense. And that's where the attack is coming. And so I don't know what's going to happen in October. Hopefully it'll be a peaceful event. But I'm telling you, the battle's on. And as we go forward, Kurt, this is not over. And the persecution of Christians will begin now. And the proof is in the pudding. The World Congress of Families, that's a peaceful organization, Kurt, that almost cuts across all Christian religions and all non-governmental organizations that stand for the family worldwide. And when you start to directly use the Southern Poverty Law Center, a private sector arm in bed with the Homeland Security Department, and you put that World Congress of Families, you put that as a hate group. Now they've created something that every single person that's a Christian virtually, Kurt, is considered a hater. I told you they're coming from the Bible or for the Bible. You believe in the Bible, you're a hater, you're a bigot, you're an enemy, you're a racist, you're a whatever they can, you're a sexist, you're a whatever term they want to use. You're a phobe, a homophobe, a whatever phobe, you're a, okay, that's where they're going. And the HRC is very, very vile and hostile. And when Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker issues a statement in support of the, they call it the Inclusive Families Conference, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, quote, it is important to call out the World Congress for what it is, a hate group. You've got a real battle a brewing, Kurt. Now, I'm not trying to say that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints wants a battle. I'm just saying that they're willing to stand on God's law, and whenever that happens, persecution comes. It came to the Savior, Jesus Christ, in his time, to the point where they literally murdered him. They put crowns of thorns on his head. They forced him to carry his own cross to Calvary. He suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I submit to you that we, if we follow Christ, we'll start to see some of the same persecutions. And you see the ratchet up now. And you think the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people have been emboldened to date? You just wait. Some of the biggest corporations in the world are backing this gay lesbian agenda. Governments around the world are backing this agenda. I'm telling you, this is ground zero in Salt Lake City. Quick pause. Your calls at 866-986-6397.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. And we got some serious problems in the Republic, to say the least. The Southern Poverty Law Center says it is important to call out the World Congress of Families for what it is, a hate group. Salt Lake City is going to be ground zero with the two events happening. The World Congress on the Families will be having an event in October in Salt Lake City. But now, the HRC, Human Rights Council, that's the largest gay and lesbian organization, they're coming to Salt Lake City and they're going to start their event a couple of days before the World Congress on Families. Ralph Becker backs the Inclusive Families Conference, which promotes the gay and lesbian agenda. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints backs the World Congress on Families. Now, HRC, that's the Human Rights Council, I guess even Senator Marco Rubio chimes into this discussion, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, I guess he's doing something that they call the RFRA. This is from the LGBTweekly.com. You probably don't normally read this, but anyway, the Human Rights Campaign has issued the following statement on Senator Marco Rubio's opposition to marriage equality after the Supreme Court's ruling. In a historic 5-4 ruling, they talk about that. Then they say Senator Rubio has said that he does not believe same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marriage, and the court has clearly disagreed with him. That's what the big shot there at the HRC Vice President of Policy and Political Affairs, Joe D. Winterhoff, said. Senator Rubio, this individual went on to say, should use this opportunity to join the overwhelming majority of Americans who support marriage equality and make it clear that he will not appoint justices who would overturn this historic ruling. So anyway, that's they're taking him on, huh, Sam?
You're right, and this goes to show that maybe Marco Rubio has a better chance at president than we think, Kurt, because otherwise why would they be targeting him? Secondly, it also makes you wonder if Marco Rubio is weak on this, if they can co-opt Jeb Bush and or Marco Rubio and get them to back the gay and lesbian agenda. then they can basically start to marginalize everybody else with that huge stick they've got. That's their agenda there, as far as I can tell. Now, what is that Arthra, or whatever that thing's called, Kurt? RFRA, what is that, do you know?
You know, the way I remember it, it's one of those other congressional laws or whatever. Something about marriage, and I don't see the details in it here, but right. one more law in Congress about it, you know.
Right now, I've mentioned to you that as we back immorality, we're going to have the judgments of God against us. And, you know, the Mormons also have a book called the Book of Mormon. So the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints firmly believe in the Bible, but also believe in a companion book of Scripture called the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. And one of the prophets in the Mormon Church called that the greatest handbook for freedom ever written. Well, anyway, in that document, they talk about, Kurt, that if we keep the commandments of God, we'll be protected on the land. And if we don't, cursed will be the land. And we're promised that if we want to have peace, then we've got to keep the commandments of God. And if we don't, war will be at our doorstep. Well, anyway, now the FBI, right when we announced to the world that the United States is backing the gay and lesbian agenda and basically mandating same-sex marriage. Consequently, the second we see that, we see this headline in the mainstream press with Russia Today, Kurt, that says this. FBI, Homeland Security, issuing Independence Day terror threat warning. So now we have a greater terror threat at the same time. Now, Kurt, not only are they attacking Christians and the Bible, and not only is Salt Lake City becoming ground zero on this traditional family debate, but the headline says this. White Americans are a bigger threat. White Americans are a bigger terror threat than Islamic extremists, now say a new study. What do you think, Kurt? White Americans are now a bigger terrorist domestic threat than Islamic extremists, says a new study.
Well, you know, it just goes to this whole idea, you know, if the SPLC or the study, you know, you can almost, in my opinion, get anybody to agree with anything if you just go ask them and, you know, kind of get them to file or sign a petition or whatever it is. You know, it's sad to say, but some people are pretty much out of touch, Sam. They just really don't know what's going on, and that kind of goes across all colors of the rainbow, in my opinion.
Oh, don't say rainbow, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I can't use rainbow anymore. Yeah.
You're right about that, and this is a lie, Kurt, and they know that it's a lie, but they're going to, again, ratchet up the attack. Now, if you're a white Christian, no matter what, you're a hater, and you're likely to go violent, Kurt. You're likely to go postal at any time. And if you are a right white Christian that talks about the Constitution and or has a gun and or has a knife, because they're working on banning knives now over in the UK, you are a threat. All right? Now, churches, be warned. Gays will demand church weddings. Right? So now you got to kind of ask yourself where that's going to go.
Yeah.
And our church is going to get out of the marriage business. Beware. The gays will demand church weddings. And if the government says, hey, you can't not bake them a cake, you got to bake the cake. Mm-hmm. Then you got to marry them too, right?
Good point.
What's going to happen there? That's kind of what the debate's about. Now, Kurt, there's a very interesting article, and I can't remember what it's in. It's in USA Today or one of the big newspapers, but it says this. The mouth is mightier than the pen, Kurt, and they do a big old study about how, well, it's by Matt Richtel. Few methods beat email for sending communications. You know what? If you want to get a note in front of a far-flung person, email is the way to go. If you want to talk to a bunch of people, that's the way to go. But they say too bad about the downside. You might not sound the smartest if you do that. Bottom line is they say, no matter what, they've done a bunch of research, Kurt. Emails versus snail mail versus regular print versus... And oral pitches, believe it or not, Kurt, the word has the greatest impact. And they say if you don't have somebody orally giving you a message, how do you know the person on the other end has a mind at all? So the big study talks about how important the mouth is. And it says the mouth is mightier than the pen. It's a very good article talking about speech. And that's why we do radio rather than just write articles, Kurt. Believe it or not, it'd be a lot less expensive for us to just write articles. However, we believe that delivery via the tongue, and we believe that the mouth, the word, if you will, is mightier than the pen. Now, they say a picture is 1,000 words. Well, I agree with that to some degree, but I also agree that when somebody can speak their mind, and you can hear the inflections in their voice, the passion by which they deliver, etc., you begin to understand how valuable the spoken word really is, and that's why we do talk radio. The mouth is indeed mightier than the pen. I agree with that church study. Now, I guess Ted Cruz is running off the rails even further, Kurt. I guess it turns out that Ted Cruz wants to make the Supreme Court subject to elections, and he wants to do it by an amendment to the Constitution. Did you see this?
No.
Yeah, Ted Cruz wants to make Supreme Courts subject to elections. Now, what do you think of that idea, Kurt?
Well, some would say, at least right now, that it would be hard to make it worse than it is now. My problem is it's unconstitutional.
But it's not unconstitutional if he passes an amendment, Kurt.
Well, okay, I got you there. So then there is, that's part of the Constitution that there's a way to amend.
Yeah, now here's what Ted Cruz says. He says the founding fathers did not expect or anticipate judicial tyranny on this scale. We got to have judicial retention elections up for the justices every 8 years. And the same day the court legalized same-sex marriage, Ted Cruz came out with his idea to create a constitutional amendment. Now, understand that Cruz served as a law clerk to Chief Justice William Rehnquist, so he knows quite a bit about this. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, Think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So Ted Cruz wants to push for an amendment to make the Supreme Court subject to elections. I don't agree with this. Ted Cruz goes on and shows his ignorance, even though he worked for a Supreme Court justice. It just shows how ignorant Cruz really is. Here's what he says. Cruz said that America's framers underestimated the justices' craving for legislative power, and they overestimated the Congress's backbone to remedy it. The remedy of impeachment is not a remedy at all, since the Senate can't muster the 67 votes to impeach a Supreme Court justice. The time has come, therefore, to recognize that the problem lies with not the lawlessness of justices, but the reality of the court itself. Anyway, it goes on. But Cruz is out in the weeds. Now, I mentioned to you over and over and over and over that Ted Cruz is not constitutionally qualified to be president. And I would submit to you that this idea for an amendment to create Supreme Court justices' elections is proof that he doesn't have a clue. Look, the problem is not the founders. The problem is not whether they over or underestimated anything. The problem is that the American people are not demanding enough change, and the American people are so apathetic that we have these problems. The last line of defense, look, if we don't have enough people to impeach the justices, the American people could next election get rid of a third of the Senate. But the American people are not active enough, folks. So, you know what? I appreciate Ted Cruz's ideas, but he's ignorant. Now, Cruz also then recalls how his father tried to join Castro's army. Did you hear that? Ted Cruz's dad wanted to join Castro's army, Kurt. Did you know that?
I think I saw the headlines
right
somewhere
now,
but I didn't know.
The founders warned us of these foreign entanglements and warned us the reason you got to have an American citizen is so they don't have foreign allegiances or conflicting allegiances. I'm not saying Ted Cruz is a communist, but when Ted's dad wants to join Castro, might it be that Ted could be influenced by his dad? Well, the article tries to tell you that, oh, he didn't really realize how bad Castro was. But the Associated Press documents it. Yeah, he was a revolutionary. He wanted to slip into the hills and back Castro's guerrilla army. At 17, Rafael Cruz led a group of insurgents. He was eventually jailed and tortured. And then he wanted to try to get to Castro's camp to fight some more. He wanted to keep fighting. Now, it goes on and on and on and on. Now, I realized this was many years ago. And I realized that, you know what, Ted is not his dad. Ted's not Rafael. However, this is the problem. How do we know that Ted Cruz wouldn't have a foreign entanglement somehow through his father that might tie him to Cuba in a way, or to Castro and to Castro's brother now, that wouldn't be to our detriment? Okay. That's the problem. So I'm not trying to down Ted and say he's our enemy. He's done a lot of good. But the founders warned about this, and isn't it interesting that we warn about how he's not constitutionally qualified, and we say that we need both parents, according to the understanding of the founders, to be citizens. Then we find out that Ted's, well, isn't, and then, well, we find out, well, Ted's dad has real allegiance to Castro. Now, of course, he says he doesn't now, Kurt. But how do you know? And how do you know there's not some foreign entanglement or some historical reality that would compromise Ted in office? We don't know. And they can say, well, Sam, you're making a mountain out of a molehill. You don't even know this. And my response is, I'm not saying that I know this. I'm just telling you that's why the founders did not want somebody who wasn't a natural born citizen of the United States with both parents being citizens. Okay. Cruz recalls how his father tried to join Castro Army. I'd sure hate, Kurt, for it to be too late after we elected Ted Cruz to find out, oh, he does have some ties to some communist forces or some compromised situation that he's forced to live under that put America in harm's way. Or it becomes a national security issue, doesn't it, Kurt?
It sure seems like it, you know, and of course, we've got national security issues with so many things, even with our guys in charge of keeping our national security right.
Absolutely. Now, I'm not saying Ted Cruz is your enemy, but he obviously doesn't think that the founders had a clue. He's already running around. He's not even president yet. He's sworn to uphold the Constitution if he becomes president. He's already taken the oath as a senator. He's running around going, hey, the founders didn't really have a clue. They underestimated this. They overestimated that. They don't really know. Let's amend the Constitution. That's how he's rolling. So, Kurt, there's no way you can support Cruz on multiple counts now. If you're a constitutionalist, do you really want it amended? If you're concerned about his father's foreign entanglements, does that concern you? Ted Cruz is off his rocker, Kurt. All right. There you have that.
Well, I would love to, I guess you could say, bring up some solutions. I guess, in my opinion, the one of the main things that you can work on, ladies and gentlemen, is you can work on your communities. You can work on your local elections, in your local precincts, your cities, your counties. There are things that can be done, and then if you feel so moved about a presidential candidate that might respond to, some making things better. Then,
Kurt, what if a million Americans put a dollar in every day and they said, we will absolutely remove the Supreme Court justices that changed the law from the bench? They've, via judicial activism, violated their oaths of office. They've made law from the bench. It's absolutely unacceptable. And a million Americans pushed hard with their money, with their mouths, with their efforts, with their votes, with their activism, and said, you know what? We will not stop until these Supreme Court justices are removed. You think Congress would get it done?
Well, I can tell you this, that, every day they could buy $1 million radio station. Every day, maybe they'd have to save up for 10 days and buy a $10 million one in Washington, D.C., if that's what, they...
Yeah, decided. they could go to Washington, a million people that says, we will not leave your senatorial offices. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's, 100 senators, Kurt?
Yep.
What if you had a million people and they all walked into every senator's office? How many would be in each person's office, Kurt?
They'd have a hard time fitting in because of those halls and stuff. I mean, I've been there and you've been there, and there's just no room for that many people. But
what if they did?
Your point is, it would just basically...
What if they went there and since there wasn't room, they float over into the mall?
Yeah, it would be pretty interesting, wouldn't it?
1 million divided by 100 is what? 10,000.
100. I think it's... Yeah, okay.
Try it out. I think a million divided by 100 is 10,000.
In each, good point.
If you did 10,000 times 100, you get a million. But anyway, so 10,000 people talking to each senator saying, my friend, we cannot go in your office. We've already got 75 people stuffed in your little teeny office. And everybody else is out here. We demand you come out and have a press conference with us now. We're here. We're serious. We're going to get this done. We need you to remove the Supreme Court justices that think they're above the law, They're involved in criminal activity. They're lawless. And we will not tolerate your abuse. See, that it would stop, Kurt. I'm telling you, it would take less than a week. Even if those million people called
but Sam,
every day.
What if, you know, they're really, I mean, the only reason you get people to protest is if you're going to burn down cars or kind of like burn up buildings and stuff like that. You don't really go.
And this is exactly my point. All the ne'er-do-wells and all the people who want to destroy America are very active. They put their money where their mouth is. They really get after it. They take their time. They destroy. They give room to destroy. They do all kind of things. When it comes to anybody who has a moral compass, Kurt, to stand for what's right, that, man, Kurt, I would love to go with you, buddy, but I don't know. You probably wouldn't do good with the dollar I'd give you anyway. You just want to basically make your own aggrandizement, don't you, Kurt? I'm not going to support you in that, buddy. Not only that, you just want to own all the radio stations, don't you, Kurt? Not only that, Kurt, you want to just become a rock star on my back, huh? I'm not doing... And Americans are so divided. The good people are so apathetic and so unwilling that we're stuck. Okay? That's the problem. Now it turns out, Kurt, that I guess they've got a petition just to make my point. What if we really had a million people sign a petition? You think it'd get any coverage? I think they wouldn't have a choice.
It depends on what radio and what, you know, I mean, what media chose to do.
It's a good point.
But yeah,
but now it turns out the U.S. citizens. Now, Rush Limbaugh said the flag's next, Kurt. And I said, really, the ultimate goal is the Bible. Christianity, but Rush Limbaugh could not have proved more correct in a short amount of time than you can imagine, huh?
Well, and the reason he wouldn't talk about the Bible, Sam, is it's a little bit more politically incorrect than he'll talk about. But the Paul Joseph Watson boys at Infowars.com have this headline, U.S. citizens signed petition to ban American flag and replace it with a pyramid to signify a new world order. And a little bit of rainbow on there too, you know. I mean, they just want really good stuff.
How many, Kurt?
It doesn't say how many in this story.
All right. Anyway, there you have it.
By the way, they also want to get rid of the George Washington statues, you know. Gotta do that.
Well, you could have predicted that, couldn't you, ladies and gentlemen?
Yep.
All right. There you have it. 2 hours in the can. Salt Lake City becomes ground zero in the culture war. That is for certain. All right, we pray that you stand on the side of right. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to get involved in the solutions today. We the people can save America, but we need your help. This nation shall endure.